to season 2, episode 9 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
We are an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er.
I'm Naoki.
I'm Maddie G.
So as you guys can see here today, we're all dressed up in costume. Happy Halloween. I almost said happy holidays. It's not Christmas yet. But I hope you guys are out there being safe, getting some candy, dressing up, and all sorts of cool stuff. You see that we have two guests here. One, a returner from this season. Maher, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to the people.
Well, what's up, guys? It's great to be back. Kiss Maher over here, the chosen one, or I like to think so. but yeah, it's good to be back with the lads. You know, I'm glad to be here.
What are you dressed up as right now?
I am Derrick Rose. Back in the days when you had bad knees, you know. I know nowadays that joke is kind of dead.
Yeah,
but you know, it's I'm Derrick Rose.
Insert injury-prone player here.
Neymar, exactly.
Neymar,
any athlete, Neymar, yeah. Derrick Rose, you name it.
Anthony Davis,
anyone with bad knees.
There you
that's
go.
That's who I am.
Like you,
me.
Yeah,
me.
I could be you today, man.
Hey, you know, you got the Karate Kid shirt on. You are me today. And then we have a returning guest from last semester. Why don't you go ahead and introduce us to the people?
Hi, my name is Mateo, and I am dressed up as Luffy from One Piece.
Why is Luffy?
Because I watch anime.
Is that your favorite anime? One Piece?
Yes.
What about Blue Lock?
Ooh.
You know, my brother, my other brother, he watches Blue Lock and he wants to play soccer now.
So. Yeah, it's inspired him to play soccer.
The anime where the guy runs like this with his head down and like he puts his arms up in the air.
It's
and
Naruto.
There you go. Naruto. That was my favorite one.
That's your favorite? You didn't even know what the name was.
Doesn't matter. That's my favorite one.
Well, Mateo,
so anyone that I know at least.
Well, Mateo, before we start the show, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
How do you love the Daily 49er, you know, our paper here?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you know about like our, what about Dig Magazine?
I know.
You know, okay. What about, well, you're in the dual immersion program at your school, right?
Yeah.
So what about Dig en Español?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good, right? And then Beach TV News, our friend Kevin, he's our, an executive producer over here at Beach TV News.
Shout out
right?
Corporate Kev.
Corporate Kev, Dodger fan, fellow Celtics fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So I want to tell you, Mateo, and tell the people here, if you want to stay up to date on everything related to the Daily 49er, Dig Magazine, Dig en Español, and Beach TV News, follow at gobeach.media on Instagram for behind-the-scenes content, advertising opportunities, and more. So, you know, we're a part of the greater entity that is the Daily 49er here, and we've have some, you know, close ties. And
Go Beach Media showed us support. You know, we talked about them in the last episode.
We're a pretty close, tight-knit family here at Go Beach Media, so if you know, if you guys are like the content that we produce here at the Daily 49er, check out all of our other media outlets as well. But with that being said, thank you guys for joining us and let's get on with this Halloween episode or edition of this show. To start things off, it's playoff season now in women's soccer.
It is.
As at the time of this recording, women's soccer beat UC Irvine, or Hawaii last night. Yep. They're playing UC Irvine on Sunday for the first game of the playoffs. 4-2 win. Cherry Cox, 2 goals last night. She's actually tied for 9th in the nation in scoring.
No way.
Yeah.
Dang.
Very last season it was Lena. We were talking about who would step up, and now we know it was Cherry.
That's right. We were talking about like with Lena's. Mm-hmm. I don't think we could have predicted that last semester, I feel like, or last year.
I always thought of Cherry as a midfielder. I remember I was thinking it was going to be like Summer Lasky coming in and showing top scoring, but it's good.
We saw the flashes of Alicia Laramie when Cherry.
Laramie had the 3-goal game.
Four goal game.
Something that hadn't been done by like Pele.
Shout out Pele.
Yeah, shout out Pele. Shout
I
out
mean, RIP Pele, actually.
Yeah. Mata, do you remember when, how long ago Pele passed?
Huh?
When Pele, do you remember when he passed?
I feel like it was before we were alive.
No, it's not that.
Like 2021? Or no.
It was last year.
It was during the World Cup.
Yeah, it was during the World Cup. RIP to a legend, man, honestly.
Honestly?
RIP to a legend, mate.
Where does Pele rank for you on the all-time list?
He's got to be top four, top three for sure.
He doesn't even lace Mudrik's boots.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even lace Cherry Cox's boots, if we're being completely honest.
You know, I second that.
If we're being real.
If we're being real, Cherry Cox should have got
it. I don't think he makes it into Mauricio's starting 11.
No, I don't think he makes it in the squad either.
Yeah. Does he make
the Long Beach Pats 2013 team?
No.
Look, Pele, I can't address Pele directly, but Pele, all respect to the legend Pele, but, you know, competition here, now this area is just different.
It's tough, for sure.
But actually, before we get into the pro sports part of this segment, I want to ask you two. Do you got, like, if you're given maybe like out of a 90 minutes, or let's go like 70 minutes in a game of Mateo's age, how many goals are you scoring?
Humbly zero.
Whoa. No, low expectations.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm scoring a super hat trick, mate. What are you talking about? I'm scoring a super hat trick.
Are you locking him up?
Super hat trick. Four goals in one game.
Mateo says he's going to lock you up.
You're going to lock me up, Mateo, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, we'll see about that, mate.
He's going to make those crutches function. Like, actually usable. It's not just a prop anymore.
Let me recover proper first Brexit. And I'll get you, mate. Let me recover proper first Brexit and I'll tackle. Get you.
Proper,
sure.
Proper Brexit tackle.
Prime Skulls.
Prime Sergio Ramos, hey. Mate.
Prime Craig Bellamy, mate.
Well, speaking of Sergio Ramos, let's get into some Champions League football. The Champions League was this week. Me and Maddie ourselves, we don't have Champions League football. Mm-hmm. As we discussed the last time you guys were here, we haven't lost yet in the Europa League.
That's because you're in the Europa League.
Tell him, Mateo.
You know what? You're going to walk home after this, okay? You're going to walk home. You better watch yourself. I'll Brexit tackle you, bro.
Brexit tackles are the best tackles, mate.
One of the first things we should highlight is AC Milan. Are they in trouble here? Potentially.
I think they are. I mean, like, you look at their game so far, they haven't scored a goal. They had two draws in the first games, and then this week they get absolutely
demolished
by PSG 3-0.
3-0. Yeah.
And it's just going to be tougher and tougher to get out of the group.
It is tough. It is real tough for them. I was surprised too about how vulnerable they looked against PSG in that game, because PSG really did a number on them.
Yeah.
From minute one to minute 90, it wasn't even close.
Who would have thought that in that group that Milan would be the one that's dead last?
Right. You know, most people say Newcastle would have been probably dead last, if we're being honest, right?
Yeah, if we're being real.
You know, but yeah, you know, Milan are struggling.
And then was
Captain America, step up. What are you doing?
Good. He's in the iceberg right now.
He's having a good year, though.
He is. Domestically.
I was about to say that.
He is.
Domestically, he's having a good year.
For sure.
I don't know what's
going
on in the Champions League, but... Well, speaking of Newcastle, a new ban has been issued here with Sandro Tonali. I feel like this wasn't the first one of that, like... There were a lot of Italian players getting banned.
There was, yeah.
Right, for betting this year. A lot of Premier League players as well, right?
Yeah, it's just been like a big thing in general in soccer. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, even North American sports too, we're seeing it a lot.
In the NFL,
mm-hmm.
We saw a lot. But I feel like a lot of those, like the big one was Calvin Ridley.
For like a full year.
For like a full year.
Jameson Williams. And then I think like the ironic thing is just kind of like, I want to say Newcastle has a betting sponsor.
Do they?
I want to say.
They
but
do?
But if they don't, I know for sure in hockey, we just saw Shane Pinto banned.
Yeah.
And the Ottawa Senators have a betting sponsor on their helmet, so it's like ironic the teams are promoting betting.
Exactly.
And then players are getting banned left and right.
That was my point, right, that I was going to make. The fact that they are sponsored by a betting company, yet somehow they feel the need to, I guess, ban their player for betting, even though your sponsor is a betting company.
I think Bournemouth, a betting sponsor as well.
Yeah, exactly. So this doesn't make much sense to me, to be honest. However, you know, rules are the rules. You break them, and that's what happens.
I don't understand what the big deal is about like betting. Like,
if it's on your team,
I think it's circumstantial, right? Like, if you're let's say I'm playing as like a Liverpool player, right?
Right.
Who are we playing this week? I can't forget. I can't remember off the top of my head. But mm-hmm. If I'm betting on like, if I have a higher cash in. Like if Liverpool are the underdogs, I'm gonna bet on my own team and us winning, right? But if we're the favorite, you know, I think it's just like the moral conflict, right? It's like, do I want to cash out on my parlays here, or do I want to help my team win?
Yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah. The thing I've heard is like, if you're to bet on yourself, people are like, it's not a bad thing, right? But then you might like hoard the ball a little more.
Yeah.
Like if you're betting on your team to win, you think maybe you need the ball at
for
your
sure.
feet and you're going to go for goal
sure.
more.
Have you like, you've seen those like instances like in the NBA? It's not just like a betting thing, but like guys that were like on triple double watch and then they'll like throw the ball off the rim just to get that 10th rebound.
Exactly.
One of my favorite things in the NFL is like when you'll see the coach like know the spread almost and they like kick a field goal last second for no reason. You're like, what?
I love
that's
it when
just giving it away at that point. You know?
I love when athletes are like aware of people's like parlays and their lines and stuff, because then you'd be like, oh, sorry, I messed up your parlay, bro. those are like some of my favorite like interactions.
Was there someone recently who I saw tweet about it? They're like, I think it's Stephon Diggs.
I was about to say it was Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, saying like, I see you lose your parlay and sometimes feel bad.
However, don't bet. Betting is very dangerous. Yeah, it can get very, very ugly. Do not bet.
We're not allowed to bet in our house.
That's a good thing.
Really? That's a great household, mate. I wish I had those rules in my house.
Why are you making that face? We don't bet in our house.
Mateo put some over-unders. Over-unders on home-cooked meals.
Yeah. It's like how many plates will Nahoki eat for dinner tonight? two and a half?
Mate, 2.5, 3.5, who knows?
I'll mess up his line. I'll eat 2 plates. Even though I'll still be hungry, I'll eat 2 plates only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's talk to one of the clubs here that has Champions League football here. United.
Manchester United.
How are you feeling about United's performance so far in the Champions League campaign?
Listen, Onana actually redeemed himself against Copenhagen, right? So let's start there. Harry Maguire and Andre Onana. Who would have thought those two players would have been our heroes, considering the start that they've had in the Champions League, right? The reason why we've dropped so low in the table is because of Andre Onana and Harry Maguire. Well, mostly Andre Onana, to be fair. So yeah, shout out to Andre Onana for that penalty save. How do I see us doing from here on out? Because it depends because we got a game against Copenhagen.
Yep.
And a lot of our potential of making out in the group relies on Bayern Munich being Galatasaray in their game too. Yeah. So we'll see what happens for sure.
Yeah.
Like, am I confident? No.
You shouldn't be.
However, I'm optimistic. I'll stick with that.
I think going off of that, they're like Galatasaray swinging above their weight.
Yeah, they've been balling.
They beat United.
Man, Icardi. My goodness. What happened to him, mate? Went to Turkey, found his goals again. You know what I mean? So that's just what it's like.
Shout out to Cardi, bro.
Honestly, I can't claim to follow Turkish football, but I just always see people talking about like Galatasaray is the biggest team in Turkey, like them versus Fenerbahce.
Well, if you've seen the atmosphere in their stadiums, mate,
oh yeah,
oh my goodness, it's like walking into hell if you're the opponent. Essentially, yeah. It's just insane.
It's like the pyramid on opening night.
Hey,
imagine
dare
the
I say,
pyramid of pyros.
Can you imagine an ultra section in the pyramid? That would be amazing,
dude,
wouldn't it?
We could form our own ultra section.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Start leading chants, setting up like pyros.
The pyramid goers, that'll be our name.
I'll hold our like big
get some flare, get some flares going.
Yeah. Oh, flares in the pyramid, man. I would love to
get
see
some
that.
Smoke flares in the pyramid.
Did you guys see the Norwegian game where they brought like a photo of the club's manager just like dead? Because he signed the opposing team.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
yo.
Like insane what the wow. Super rivals there.
That's, oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
And they hung like a tifo from the stand. You could tell it was like supported by the club because it was like hung to the rafters.
No.
That's did you look crazy. At that? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? That's not Norwegians were nice people, mate.
Ain't no better fans than soccer fans, am I right?
I can second that for sure.
There's none better.
We're a crazy bunch.
Mateo, how do you feel about Madrid's performances so far this year in the Champions League, my boy?
Good.
Yeah?
I just don't trust Kepa.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Kepa. You had a Kepa in your squad at one point. Can you provide some insight as to, is it warranted? Is the
I'm
distrust-
a big Kepa fan, personally. Ooh. I don't think Kepa deserved to necessarily get dropped from the Chelsea team. That whole team was just like an issue. Sanchez has been good, but I like Kepa, and I do think in terms of like return on value, you need to get Kepa playing good to return some sort of value. So I'm happy he's at Madrid. And you know, Courtois, Chelsea legend, maybe it was for the best for us that he tore his ACL. Gets Kepa in goal again.
No.
Probably. Yeah,
you got him right next to you.
Yeah, right? Honestly, mate.
Yeah, you're in the Kepa this
but
year.
But you just might be the only Chelsea fan I know that's actually a fan of Kepa, honestly. You know?
I mean, hey, he was a good manager for us.
Really? No, I thought like Kepa the goalkeeper.
No, Kepa the manager.
Kepa the manager?
Yeah, you never saw Kepa the manager?
Oh, you talking about...
Yeah, when they tried to take him out of the net and he said no.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Maurizio Sarri, mate. That
Sarri
man,
ball, what an era.
He was losing his mind. I really felt bad for him, mate, you know?
Mateo, would you ever do that to your coach? If coach was trying to sub you out the game, you're like, no, I'm staying in the game.
I would do that.
He probably already has to be
fair. Learn from your keeper, see?
Yeah, there you go.
Learn from your goalkeeper, honestly. It works.
It works, bro.
It works for Kepa.
Don't trust Kepa.
Is it his distribution?
It's okay.
No.
You've got Jude Bellingham. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's true.
No.
You got the golden boy over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you liked Jude Bellingham so far on your team?
Yeah.
How could you not? He's scoring every game.
Must be nice.
Why is he playing center forward?
Because he's scoring every game. That's probably why.
Yeah.
He's scoring every game. That's probably why, Mateo. But to be fair... We can all agree, Jude Bellingham is the best in midfield, right? Not as a centre forward.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. He's playing that like Benzema role.
False nine, isn't he?
False nine.
Yeah, that false nine role for Madrid.
In between Rodrigo and Vinny.
It's a hole in Madrid's team right now, isn't it? Center forward.
Yeah, that's why Jude's there.
That's why Jude's there, honestly. But he's bringing the business. He's scoring the goals.
Do you think they're bringing Mbappe? They're going to put him in that slot, that false nine, Mbappe?
They're going to have to. Where else is he going to fit? He won't replace Vinicius, that's for sure.
He can.
Nope.
You cannot drop Vinicius. You're crazy. Nope. Absolutely not.
What do you mean, bro? You bring in Kylian Mbappe, you're not going to...
You play them both. You don't drop one for the other.
I'm just trolling.
You've been a banana now, I see that.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Maddie, you wanted to kind of give a little bit of a little update on some of the issues that have been going on in this world.
Oh yeah, I think keeping with our little theme we've been running on, just like I know UEFA banned Palestinian flags altogether from all the games. So seeing what Celtic supporters did at their Champions League fixture is really cool. The entire stand packed in with Palestinian flags, showed full support, and really just like. Went completely against what UEFA wanted.
Yeah.
Didn't back down, do what they did. I mean, Scotland in general and Scotland soccer, like if you watch Celtic Rangers, you know how intense they are and how passionate they are about what they care about.
The Old Firm derby.
The Old Firm, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great game.
I think Celtic Rangers is a great place for people who like aren't interested in football to for get sure. interested in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got to put some good football out there mm-hmm. in Scotland, bro. Well, are we going to talk about how our clubs have been doing, even though we're not in the Champions League?
Oh, yes, please. Let's talk about that. Let's start with Chelsea.
Let's start with Chelsea, actually. I like where you're going with this.
Let's start with Chelsea. Go on.
I think Chelsea's on a good run of form right now.
Okay.
Word?
Yeah, we play Brentford tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting a win. I'm expecting another Mudryk goal.
I've got a question for you. How did you feel about the Arsenal game? The fact you're up by, you're up 2-0.
Mm-hmm. And we dropped the mm-hmm. game, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
If Kepa was in goal, he doesn't misplay the ball like Sanchez did. But no, I think it's a good result for Chelsea. Just like when you're in such poor form for the most part, I know we just come off a win, but when you're in such poor form as Chelsea's been of late, getting a win against, or a draw against Arsenal is better than no result at all. And then also getting Mudryk firing, even if it wasn't intentional.
A goal is a goal.
A goal is a goal. And like a lot of players tell you, like getting that goal off the back just helps so much more.
For sure. He needs that. He needs that Mudryk.
Yeah, and Mudryk seems like a player needs to be in like high form. Then there's a whole thing with Poch where they're talking about him and Poch's relationship.
Right.
And he would do crossbar challenges and challenge Mudryk to them. And Mudryk would say no because he had always lose to Poch. And they're saying like the one time he finally did go against Poch, he beat him.
Right.
And the next game, Mudryk scored.
Let's go. There you go. All right. Literally, the definition of a confidence player.
Yeah, so confidence player. Just let Mudryk win.
Let your players win, Poch. Come on, bro.
Mudryk cook.
Yeah, let him cook, man. You're a coach now. That's fine.
That's a bad big brother. That's a bad big brother, bro. That's bad. All bad. Liverpool, where do we go? We're doing well in the league.
Right.
Yeah. Domestic, we've been doing really well, better than Chelsea and United.
For sure.
So
title challenges this season?
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird table mm-hmm. now. Tottenham is at the top of the league.
Oh my goodness! Tell me about it.
Imagine Tottenham winning a trophy as Harry Kane leaves.
That would be so bad.
Poetic justice.
The best part is the Bayern isn't leading.
They're not.
They're not.
Like, what if Kane wins no trophies and then Tottenham wins a trophy?
He's having a great year though with Bayern Munich. Harry Kane. He's playing tremendously well for them. Skechers. He's really hit the ground running.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be the Skechers, isn't it?
The Skechers, bro.
It's got to be the Skechers for sure.
It's got to be the Skechers, man.
But Liverpool though, let's stay on that for just a little bit more.
Yeah. Our Europa League fixtures have been looking really well. We won every game.
Right.
It's in the Europa League, though. Right. Think about it.
A win's a win, Mateo.
A win's a win, bro. Okay?
A win's a win.
All right. Not everybody can be Real Madrid.
Exactly.
Right?
Mo Salah's still scoring, too. That guy.
He's banging.
I don't understand. He's just a goal machine, is he?
Can we talk about the Darwin miss? Assist of the year.
I was in class. Shout out Bunker. I was in Bunker's class watching the game, right? So I see Darwin beat the first defender.
Beautiful run.
Absolutely
beautiful
run.
Beat the keeper. He's like 10 feet away from goal. Like shoots a crossbody, hits the post.
Yeah, he literally had to play a crossbody challenge mid-game.
My visual reaction of me just putting my hands to my head.
Just disgust.
The guy behind me, sitting behind me in class, he's like laughing. So him and his boy go... just like Josh dropped to the floor and then Gravenberg like gets the rebound and scores. Mm. I was like,
finally, there you go.
Is there like an award similar to the Puskas for assists?
Yeah, the almost Puskas. Yeah.
The almost Puskas.
Nominate it.
The not quite Puskas.
Give it to Darwin right now. He's won that already.
Every entry is going to be his goals.
What's the Darwin Nunez song?
Darwin Nunez, he came from Benfica to the... Yeah, I love that song.
Hey,
classic.
Nothing beats a Wayne Rooney song. Oh, nothing beats that one.
Out as a boss.
Who's that?
He's out as a boss. Yeah,
he's in now at Birmingham.
Oh, right, yeah. Wayne Rooney at Birmingham, isn't he?
Boss's DC United job, and then now he's coaching Job.
Let's look at that.
Another Bellingham.
Hopefully he'll be
a Man United better. Player.
You think Job will be better than you?
Yeah, Job, I'm calling it right now. Timestamp it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Time capsule it right now.
Hot take of the century.
I'm looking at the camera. Job Bellingham will be better than Jude Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham.
I'm calling it right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's got Wazza as his coach, so he's got no excuse.
Job will come to Liverpool in 2020, like whatever, 6 or 7, and he's going to golden boot.
Win the Ballon d'Or, yeah.
Win it all. He's going to win like the quintuple. He's going to lead Liverpool to Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League, somehow Europa League, MLS Cup title, NBA Finals.
Bloody hell. He's winning the whole lot.
PGA Tour. We're winning it all.
With
Joe Bellingham, Super Bowl, Kimchi Bowl.
The Kimchi Bowl.
The Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, every bowl, man.
The AAJA Trivia Bowl.
That we actually won.
Yeah, we were
winners. Shout out to the team for sure.
All right. As we do in every show, as you can see by my costume, I'm dressed as a banana. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I forgot to mention that at the top of the show. I am dressed up as in a full banana suit because we all have our show. So, Maddie, I know I'm the one wearing the costume, but why don't you take us away with our first banana break segment here?
Oh, it's a beautiful banana break this week. I mean, in theory, you're represented by every single thing we're going to talk about today. Purely banana suits. So, first thing just happened, actually. And the ALCS, we saw a banana suit worn in the stands, and it was getting talked about on like full on the news. This kid wore a banana costume behind home plate.
Yep.
And it was a distraction, they said, for the Astros pitcher.
Yep.
Really?
Some say that's how we won the Trivia Bowl, because I wore this costume in the Trivia Bowl.
He did. That was a good luck charm, I feel like, honestly.
I feel like it.
I think they would also say Darwin saw someone in a banana suit, and that's why he missed a shot.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him. Yeah. No, not at all. Ah. I want to run with that. I'm not gonna say that he just missed.
He saw banana suit.
He missed because of you, mate. That's what it is.
No, I don't want to bet that responsibility.
And then you know we just had Long Beach State Beach Sport alum win a marathon. Riley Fick.
Let's go.
There was a banana suit worn in a marathon.
Would you
a few years back? I think it was in.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Arizona, the Rock and Roll Marathon. He ran a two hour and 41 minute mile.
Yeah.
And a banana suit. Just pure beautiful.
That's crazy. Damn. I'm sweating just sitting here with it on.
It's hot.
It's hot in here.
He has the Chiquita sticker on.
Yeah, and he's got the Chiquita sticker on.
Dang.
Chiquita's the biggest banana manufacturer in the world. Well,
is it actually?
He wouldn't be a manufacturer. Producer.
Producer?
Producer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chiquita is. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Shout out Chiquita, bro.
Chiquita used to sponsor U.S. soccer.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about this already.
We did talk about it, yeah. Classic. And then the last one is Savannah Bananas. Easiest banana break thing ever. But they set the world record for most banana suits worn.
All at once.
That is the best record in the world, mate.
That's a world record?
I mean, anything's a world record. We can set a world record for like most teed up posts and costume. And
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. I think we've won that already, to be honest.
That's true.
Who's to say it's not a world record?
Yeah. I want to... Long Beach State, student section, whoever, Sam Pitt. Let's set our own world record.
What would we go for?
I don't know.
The most shark costumes.
Let's all dress as sharks for whenever game we're on. Student section, Sam Pitt. Let's turn up.
LB, mate.
Honestly, we can probably set that up.
We can probably set that up.
Talk to Bobby.
Oh, yeah. We got a man on the inside.
I feel like that's an idea we should actually go for.
I'm so down.
We should do that for sure.
Or there most bananas eaten at a college sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That way it's our brand.
What is it called? The 9-inning challenge of bananas at the first Dirtbags game?
A banana inning.
Ooh. A banana inning with pickle juice.
Wow.
Yeah. Teed up.
What a combo right there. Bananas and pickle juice. That sounds lovely. Okay.
That sounds toxic. That sounds so bad.
Delicious, mate. I can't wait to have that.
Are you a fan of bananas?
I am, yeah.
Are you a fan of pickles?
Somewhat.
Are you going to eat a pickled banana?
I'll give it a go for sure. I'll give it a go.
Okay, stay tuned.
Is he going to come to the Last Supper at the end of the year?
We need guests.
That's true. How do we do that? How do you want to set that up, low-key? Just me and you in one, and then like just have... Oh, me and you separately. Like, we separate, and then we'll like have a guest or two each. Do we go for that?
I feel like that's the best way forward, yeah?
Yeah?
What's up to change?
You know what? It's getting hot in here.
I didn't realize what happened.
I had to take my hat off.
I feel like the costume should progressively like have bites taken out of it, too.
There you go. I was... you guys are going to hate me for this. I was peeling hot in here.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Leave it in. Leave it in. Leave it in.
Oh, my God.
All right. So in the spirit of the Halloween season, obviously, we're all here in costume. We're going to play a little game here. We did the draft the first time earlier this year when we did some like a fantasy style football draft. But like I said, in the spirit of Halloween, we're going to do scary or Halloween themed nicknames. We'll start. So I'm going to start off with Slim Reaper. We went over this with Slim Reaper, Kevin Durant. It's a nice little play on the Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, KD, lanky, skinny, silent killer. We're going to go with that with our first pick.
Okay.
I think with our first pick, we're going to go with Scary Terry, the point guard out of Charlotte.
Terry Rozier.
It's not Terry McLaurin?
You can go either way.
That's my Scary Terry.
Yeah, either it, you know, everybody has okay. It has their place. Former Celtic.
Former Celtic. I was about to say former.
Terry,
yeah,
Terry Rozier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, second pick, Mateo. What are you gonna hit him with?
Joker Nikola Jokic.
Yep, the Joker.
Okay. That is a nice one.
There you go.
Damn you, Mateo.
that's a real good one. It's, damn it's you. Relatively newer.
Yeah.
All right, Matty. What's your pick?
I feel like this one's a little off the wall, but. You know, Halloween's in October.
Yeah.
Playoff baseball's in October.
Okay.
I want to go Mr. October.
Ooh.
Reggie Jackson.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mr. October.
Mr. October himself. Yeah.
Wow.
Not a Shaqtober.
You know what? You can go for that one.
Shaqtober.
If that was his nickname, we could go Shaqtober. I guess we can combine it. Mr. Yeah. October and Shaqtober.
There you go. Mr. October and Shaqtober. Perfect.
All right. With our last pick, we could go a couple of different avenues here. We could go down of like every Shaquille O'Neal nickname that exists. Superman, the Big Diesel, Big Shamrock, Shaqtus.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I can go off of
Shaq Fu.
Yep. Big Aristotle.
Right.
I could go off with the Joker, so all of the Eagles Batmans, right? Jason Kelsey, fat Batman. Devontae Smith, skinny Batman. AJ Brown, fat swole Batman. I could go off of that as well, but I think with our last pick, we're going to go with our boy Taco J, Jason Tatum.
Oh, Taco J.
Taco J. I love me, Mike. I love tacos. Mateo, you know this. I love tacos.
Yoli's.
So, you said Yoli's. We're going to go with Taco Jason Tatum, Taco J.
Our last pick, you know, I'm just going to go with Bojan Marjanovic. I think that's his name, the center over at for the Houston Rockets.
Boban?
Boban Marjanovic.
Just him. He's scary. He's a scary good fella.
He is a scary guy.
No nickname. Just on him.
Just him.
He has crazy big hands.
He does. He's a scary looking fella. So I think any nickname to him or anything, he's just Boban.
Hey, who's editing this episode? Steven, if you're watching this, I know you're watching this in the edit, can you cut to the camera that's in the corner of this room so we can watch you doing your yoga stretches right
please,
here, right next to us, please?
That hamstring stretch is doing things to me right now. I don't know. What's going on, mate? But yeah, we got to see that.
You got some downward dog, some upward dog. This is what I do when I skip meetings.
Yeah.
Everyone always wonders where I'm at. I'm doing yoga.
Yeah,
just
there
like
you
Steven.
Go.
I'm doing my glute stretches.
There you go. Clearly yours ain't working.
I did him a bit too hard, lads. Yeah, that's
what happened.
Stretched too far.
Honestly.
So was it pop the patella?
Oh, jeez. All right. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for joining us on this Halloween episode, season 2, episode 9 of Teed Up. Thank you to our video editor, Steven Matthews, our producer, Aiden Swanpool, and our multimedia producer, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach City sports, check out our website, daily49er.com, and follow us on socials at daily49er. Maher, thank you for coming back here. Mateo, aren't you happy we pulled you out of school to do this today?
Yes, I'm very happy.
There you go. We'll catch you on the next one, and happy Halloween, and guys, stay safe out there. Oh, shout out Coach Media, Beach. Go Beach Media.
Go Beach Media.
Shout out Beach Media, bro.